Here's Twyla Braves with today's Health Freedom Minute.
At the end of the COVID-19 crisis, I want to still be living in a constitutional republic. So I'm going to use South Korea to show you how contact tracing works in a country without constitutional freedom. According to a presentation by an epidemiologist, here's what happens in South Korea. Once a person is diagnosed, the police confiscate the individual's phone to check out where the person has been for the last 5 days. The country's banking authority then reviews the person's credit card purchases to see where the person has been, and then a picture of the person is sent through the South Korean surveillance camera system to see exactly where the person has been and with whom. Let's make sure we're not moving America toward these kinds of surveillance and control systems.
Help us secure health freedom for all. Visit cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.